Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned goods stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, welcome back to the B-Pause Podcast. Thanks again for joining me today. I've got another amazing person, Cindy Present. Thank you so much for coming in. It's great to meet you.
It's absolutely my pleasure.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, we're going to talk about Operation Get Out, which I've been involved with for years. And, you know, through a series of events, I think through this guy named Steve mostly. You know, I found out that you're kind of one of the leaders in this organization, if not the leader. So I definitely want to learn as much as I can. You know, it's been great to be involved with it, and I want to understand the story and you know, the things that you guys have done, all that sort of stuff. But I guess before we get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
You bet. First of all, thank you. Thank you for having me here and Steve as well. Everybody has a journey, right? And so I know yours has been high on our radar as of late. Yeah. And through the years, you've always been a great supporter of everything we've done, philanthropic in Austin and around. And so it's great to sit here with you. But it's going to be interesting as we talk about the commonality of pain in past and what brings us to the table together. But I'm born and raised Austinite, born and raised here on Lake Austin, University of Texas, and that's how Steve and I met, was actually competitive water skiing at UT, and, you know, have had a passion for water sports and wellness and health and fitness my entire career, really, and that's how Steve and I have met. We were in the water sports industry, we competed in the water sports industry, we organically developed and built a career around water sports and fitness and wellness, and we have never worked a day in our life, right? Because it's something we love, we have a passion for, and we love the water, and it really wasn't until of late, and we'll talk about it here in a little bit, of why we now understand why we have loved the water and we have shared the water with so many people throughout our lives. And, you know, I've worked at like Austin Spa Resort in wellness and in marketing for decades, really. And again, have never worked a day in my life, because when you're doing something you love and you're inspiring people to be their best selves, right? Their whole selves. And when I say whole, it's, you know, it's the mind, it's the emotional aspect, it's the physical aspect. And so it's just been a pleasure and a blessing for me and my entire life to just really inspire and empower others to be well and to find fulfillment. But it really wasn't until about 10 years ago that it took that to another level, and that was with the Get Out Girl event, which we can talk a little bit about, and then which we end up developing Operation Get Out from.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I mean, it's funny, There's two things. So we actually met one time, and it was when Rochelle and I, we bought our first boat, and we bought a 1999 Mastercraft Maristar, and we it was on a trailer, and you know, we didn't live on the lake or anything like that, so we would pack it up on Saturday with, you know, the coolers and lunch and all that, and the kids and their wakeboards, and we would take it down to Steiner, and we would drop the boat in there. And usually we would head up towards the dam from that ramp. And one day, you guys had a brand new Mastercraft out there, and you were on it. And I was like, I gotta know something about that boat. And so I pulled up, and you were so gracious. And the two things that I remember is, A, you took the time and you were so nice for this weirdo that just pulled up to you while you were on your boat. And then there was a dude riding a bike on the back porch
on
of the
house. In the cover, yeah.
Those are the two things I remember about that day.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, it's our outdoor training room. Yeah. Right, and yeah. And those were the days we were going hard and triathlon and bike events and
wow.
race events and, yeah, put in a lot of miles on the trainer on that patio.
Oh, bet. So yeah, that was so cool. So yeah, it was when I talked to Steve for the first time, you know, several weeks ago. I was like, you know, I met Cindy once, and I think I relayed that story. Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, he shared that with me.
Yeah, and I mean, that had to have been good. Gosh, so we moved out to Travis in 2017, so that had to have been like almost 10 years ago, at least.
Wow.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah. That's awesome. Paths keep crossing.
I know. Yeah. There's something to that, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about, I guess maybe, you know, the history or the genesis of Get Out Girl.
Sure. So Get Out Girl Surf and Paddle Gym. This is our 11th annual year. Okay. Time flies. It seems like just yesterday we started it. And it was kind of the brainchild of a couple of my besties and myself. We were running buddies. We ran hard. We played hard. We trained hard. One of the gals was Kristen McLean, and okay. Kristen was a Starflight nurse here in Austin.
Yep.
And I had met her, I guess, about 2 years prior to that first Get Out Girl event. A friend of ours who was a pilot for Starflight introduced us, and he's like, I just met the biggie size of you. This girl is out there training, running, playing hard, loves the water. That was back in my Ironman days when I was training hard, and we both kind of had that fearless, go-get-it attitude, and even my youngest son at that time was like, oh, yeah, she's the biggie size of you.
Wow.
And we just became fast and furious friends, and this group of friends and I, we had an affinity for the water. We all, you know, lived in that area, so water was part of our jam, and biking and running, and Kristen and I became fast and furious friends, and I guess, you know, probably a different podcast, but whatever leads those of us that chase those podiums, you know, I was a hard age grouper podium chaser in Ironman and other distance events. And I'm sure trauma chased me to that podium.
Sure.
You know, I think a lot of athletes, you know, I'll humbly say high level, but I think high level is no matter what you're doing, when you go at it hard, you're at a high level.
Absolutely.
Right? You're committing hours, you know, tens and 20 hours a week, 30 hours a week of your training program. And when I reflect on that, I think my upbringing was probably part of that journey of, you know, house of hard knocks, you know, tough dad, a lot of mental, probably more mental abuse, I think, than anything. And I think that hardness became fearlessness and an attitude of, I could do this. And I think that paired with being blessed with some athleticism, you know, I became a podium chaser. And Kristen and I were very similar. We had a very similar mindset and started training hard together, playing hard together as this group of girls. And a friend of mine years ago had a program in Austin. It was called Wake Chicks. And Susan started Wake Chicks around the wakeboard world. And it was probably, I guess it was maybe mid-80s she started that. And it kind of came to a point in time, she's like, yeah, I'm over it. I'm like, you can't be over that. I mean, who stops an event that inspires women on the water?
Right.
You don't stop that. You keep that going.
Yep.
And so then I was like, okay, I gotta keep it going. So I talked to Kristen, and I was like, hey, my friend is not bringing this program back. We got to do this. And we both had a love for inspiring and empowering women. I mean, I think you'll probably have to agree with me at some level, Mike, but if you go to a women's event, there's some kind of energy there. Some guys don't like it. Some guys are like jealous of it, I think, because
sure.
it's so powerful.
Yeah.
And when you have a group of women that are coaching each other, inspiring each other, supporting each other, building that community, and you create and you pair that with doing that on the water and in nature, there's crazy power that goes with that.
Yeah.
And so Kristen and I and a couple other friends were like, we'll take it over. We'll make this happen. And so we started Get Out Girl. And Get Out Girl was all about inspiring women and girls of all ages to get out of their box, to get out in nature,
yeah.
to get active with each other, to get active mentally and physically and within your community, and to get connected to, again, to nature and to each other. There's, you know, all of the wellness components that go with that.
Sure.
And so we started the first Get Out Girl in 2013, and it was awesome. Of course it's awesome, right? You've got, you know, I think at that time there were probably 50 women on the water. Super great event. Absolutely, you're going to do it again the next year. And in April of 2014, Kristen had her accident here in Austin. She was in a rescue accident over the Greenbelt. There was a hiker that went down, and she came. The helicopter came in, dropped her down to go get this hiker. On all the way up, she came off the support line.
Ugh.
And of course, you've been there. Right. I mean, this wasn't a sibling. It was a friend. I know. Or I'm sorry, not a sibling, a child.
Sure.
But child certainly hits deeper. Right. But the pain's still there. Yes, and you recalibrate. You're like, what am I going to do? What am I not going to do? And what I wasn't going to do was anything I wanted to do with Kristen. And that lasted for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew, no, you got to do what you were going to do with Kristen. Right.
Good for you.
So we all rallied. Kristen's husband at that time and Steve and our group of friends were like, okay, we're going to go. We're going to do this again. And so Kristen's accident was in April. And prior to flying with Austin Starflight, Kristen flew with Flight for Life in Colorado.
Yeah.
And so during her services, that whole crew came down. The pilot, Pat Mahaney, who flew many hours with Kristen and Winston and many of the crew members, and you know, in true Wake tradition, it was tears and it was fun and it was lots of new friends and lots of shared trauma. I mean, I did not come from a first responder background. My dad was Army for a small amount of time, but I would not consider ourselves a military family. I just wasn't exposed to that,
right?
I think we all just, you know, we have different walks in life, so I wasn't exposed to that. Had I been, I think I totally would have taken that career path because, you know, It's exciting. It's serving and it's super powerful. So we befriended many, you know, I probably say 20 people or so that came in for those for Kristen's services from Colorado. Many of those folks wanted to go out in the water because they knew Kristen loved the water.
Yeah,
knew Kristen had a past of doing philanthropic work on the water with us. And in July 1st, right after Kristen's services, we got a call, and Pat Mahaney, who had spoke at Kristen's services, his helicopter went down in Colorado.
Oh, good God.
He was on the way out of the hangar for a PR, and the helicopter went down along with two other individuals. And lots of trauma for that entire crew that knew Kristen, knew Pat, had served with both of them for many, many years.
Mm.
And so absorbing that trauma and that pain and learning more about that world and you know, I look back on it and just really feel selfish about not really understanding that first responder world for so many years because it just, you know, as an outsider, you kind of take it for granted.
Right.
Right? You need something, they're there. But understanding what happened in that time frame and the people that were coming to us and asking us, you know, we know the water meant a lot to Kristen. Will you take us out on the water? I mean, we're just devastated. And so that made, you know, Steve and myself and Kristen's husband at that time, Winston, kind of all step back, and especially myself with a career and
bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Water and wellness. I was like, you know what? For decades, our entire lives, we've organically taken people to the water, right? You have a bad day. Hey, let's go out on the boat.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Want to reconnect? Hey, let's go out on the boat or let's go paddle. And as a friend to Kristen, when she would come home from a hard shift, we went out on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen and I were very, very connected. We were very connected physically because that was our thing, right?
Yeah.
We shared calendars. We shared like, oh, okay, here's a spot on your calendar between shifts. Let's go work out, or let's go bike, 100 miles or whatever.
Yeah.
And, but what we didn't share was the mental aspect of it. And as a friend who walked life beside her, I made a very conscientious decision when I had that time with her not to bring up tough shifts, right? My trauma, my background probably compartmentalized
sure.
what I was dealing with. And yeah. you'd step out and you'd be strong and you'd move on. So with Kristen, I always knew I would say, hey, how was your shift? Oh, good. Or, hey, how was your shift? And if it was, be like, let's go paddle. But we never talked about the hard shift.
So that's interesting. Do you think, I think that's super normal to avoid,
mm-hmm.
Any sort of discomfort, emotional discomfort.
Exactly, the pain. Mm-hmm.
Do you think, based on your experience, that it makes more sense to actually try and talk about that? Or, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I've learned. And, we don't want to live with regrets, but that's my one regret. And
yeah.
that turned into my trauma. I mean, obviously losing somebody immediately is traumatic, but the trauma that I continue to carry is that regret of not having that conversation.
Yeah.
Of trying to honor her, thinking I was protecting her or making her feel better when she could feel better. But gosh, I look back and she was exhausted. She was working 70 hours a week. She was not sleeping. She was having nightmares. She was not eating right. She was working out more and more. We never talked about that. And that is absolutely my one regret that has led to Operation Get Out.
Wow. That's powerful. It's such a, and this is, I mean, this is totally not the same. But I just had a recent event a few weeks ago where I was driving with a buddy of mine. Actually, he was driving. And he just started, saying something really nice, mm-hmm. About Connor, a memory that he had. And these are, friends that we've known for a long, long time. And we used to live in Houston, the same neighborhood together. And now, mm-hmm. We both live in Austin. And, of course, I started crying. And he was like, I'm so sorry. I'll never do that again. And I was like, James, dude, no, seriously, don't stop.
There you go.
Right? I mean,
that's
it's
so healthy.
Okay. Yeah, it's. You're not hurting me. You're helping me
mm-hmm.
by doing that. So that's a really, I think that's a powerful.
And I think we do that. We do it out of protection,
yeah.
right? Like, I don't want to provide any more pain.
Yes.
I don't want to create any more pain.
Yeah.
But the more that pain is compartmentalized, right, and locked in,
yeah,
the more devastating it becomes,
as we
all know.
It's a time bomb.
It is a time bomb.
Yeah. I want to back up a little bit. You said one of the things after Kristen died,
mm-hmm.
you were like, I didn't want to do anything that we used to do together, right? So that's kind of a form of that compartmentalization, right?
Right, protection.
Yeah. yeah. So what was it, and to have that go on for a month, that's not a short period of time, especially
right.
somebody who is, as active as you are. Well, can you think of any particular thing that flipped that switch where you were like, all right, wait a minute, I got to snap out of this?
Yeah, selfishness.
Good for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I was thinking about me and not her. So what could I do, right? I had a conversation with somebody on our patio during the 3 days after her accident. And we were talking about kind of her mental space at that time, and because he was talking about his mental space and not being in a good space mentally. And I was like, I would never want a fire truck to show up at my house at 50% working order.
Good point. Yeah.
And we were just talking about his organization. He's like, we're all maybe 40 or 50% right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if your human asset is functioning at 40 or 50%, you're not healthy. You're not a benefit. And as a community, how can we help that? Because I allowed Kristen to do that mentally as a friend.
Yeah.
I was like, well, we won't talk about it. Let's make you feel better physically. Let's
right.
go move. Let's be active. And it was devastating. It was devastating. So selfishly, I didn't want to do it. But personally, I was like, heck yeah, we got to do this. And that's when Steve and Winston and some friends and I put our heads together and started looking into the science of what being out on the water, because I knew that's what was helping her.
Right.
When we didn't want to talk about it, but that was allowing her to reset, right, or to refresh between those tough shifts. What we add to that now with the science, what we know around water and the therapeutic benefits of how being in, on, and near the water in nature helps reset with your cortisol levels reducing, right? Your heart rate reducing, your blood pressure reducing, and then your dopamines and serotonins increasing. With my kids, we call it dope. Like, go get your dope. Like, okay, I'm going to go get in the water.
That's a good way to do it, yeah.
So there is a science, and we refer to Blue Mind and Wallace J. Nichols' work in capturing all of that science and validating it. And that's the roots of Operation Get Out, and that's what we learned through Kristen and through Jessica Hollis, who their family became a partner of ours with Operation Get Out. And Jessica was a Travis County sheriff who was swept away in a flood situation.
Right.
Ironically enough, the week prior to that second Get Out Girl event that we were doing on Lake Austin, and we ended up meeting Ricky Hollis on the docks just by coincidence the morning of that event. But Jessica, she was a scuba diver. She loved the water. Her family wake surfed. Mason and Ricky and Jessica had an affinity for water as well. And when we share stories, we realize what that water was doing. And so with Operation Get Out, we wanted to help. We do a lot of work in the first responder, military, and vet world. And so we wanted to help provide a tool. I mean, a wellness toolbox, we all need a variety of tools, right?
Absolutely.
It's like going to the gym. You need a variety of different weight equipment, mm-hmm. right, to increase your physical wellness. Well, in your mental and emotional wellness toolbox, same thing. You need a variety of tools to match what the needs are and to be mindful of, like, okay, well, today – this is not going so well. You know, I'm going to reach in and pull out this tool. And so with Operation Get Out, we help inspire and empower individuals, lots of military and first responders, to intentionally consider and utilize nature and water as a resource yep. for positive mental, emotional, and physical wellness. And so it becomes that mindfulness and that conscientiousness. I mean, it's not like you don't accidentally go take out your boat or you don't accidentally go take out your paddleboard. You know the effects are good.
Right.
But when the day is bad, to have a community that supports you and to have a tool you know works, you have enough that works for you or works for me. It's been a tough day. What's going to work for me today? Is it going to be a trail run? Is it going to be a flow ride on my mountain bike? Or is it going to be a paddle on the water? So we inspire them that this can be a true tool. There's science. It's validated. It can help you reset. It can help you refresh. And for a lot of individuals, it helps them start unlocking, right? When that trauma or that PTS, that grief or a loss is packed decades, right? Packed mm-hmm. into that compartment, it can start helping unlock. And especially like with wake surfing or with a surf therapy, mountain biking too, or trail running, you get that flow aspect
yeah.
that happens to you cognitively. And that can help start that path. And so you can reach in and get that tool. And for some people, it's great. It's a match, right? And so for some people, we find that it starts unlocking, so then they go get that further help. They get that confidence, or the chemical reaction is enough that, okay, I can start opening up to get further help that I need. So we provide events and outings and resources that continue that wellness path for people.
That's so amazing. Yeah. So I just had Mike Thompson on recently, and he actually gave me a copy of Blue Mind. Mm-hmm. And I read it, and it was really fascinating because I didn't know this until, I guess really until we bought our first boat when we moved here to Austin. And I just feel different when I'm on the water, but I've never taken the time to think about why.
Exactly.
Or, and then I started reading the book, and it's fascinating.
It is fascinating. I mean, don't feel bad about not ever realizing it, because I've spent probably three quarters of my life, I lived on the lake. I have a career on the water, and I never put it together.
Yeah.
Right. Until I start questioning it when I stood back, quit being selfish, with Kristen's situation, it was like started to observe, like, what's going on? This is real, right? There has to be some validation to it. But it is fascinating. and it's simple and it's natural.
Yes.
And when you can find something that's simple and natural to become intentional with, it can be very powerful. So it's a powerful tool. And it's also extremely powerful when you have a community that supports that. Yeah. And that's what I see with Operation Get Out and with these Get Out Girl events. I mean, now Get Out Girl's grown to, you know, almost 300 women. The entire event is about supporting female first responders, military nurses, and also helping people be aware of what a female, I mean, no discredit to male or, you know, any
partner.
Any partner who's in that career field, you know, what you're dealing with during the day and then have to shut it off and come home and help the kids with homework. You got a broken washer, or you got a clothes to wash, or gosh darn, forgot to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And then get back up and open that compartment back up and do it again and then repeat, repeat, repeat. I hadn't considered it, and I walked life with a very dear friend who was living it.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I was doing her a favor by totally shutting it down so she could compartmentalize it.
Yep.
And be normal outside of it. Doesn't work that way. Mm-mm. Doesn't work that way. So having a community that supports that, community in and outside of that professionalism. And, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing. We have people call us all the time and say, hey, I've got somebody who's going through a bad day. Can you put some paddle boards out and some paddles? And absolutely, for sure. But it's even more beautiful when you have a partner or you have a friend who's like, you've had a tough go.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go paddle, or why don't you go bike, or why don't you go out? Whatever it is in nature and water, that's your jam, that's your wellness tool. I got this tonight. I got your dinner. I'll bring dinner over. Because we grew up and we experienced that, you know, being on the water was probably a privilege, right?
Right.
Or it was maybe considered a little selfish. I'm going to go out in the water. You deal with dinner. But if you turn it around and you're empowered to go do it because it does all that good stuff to your mind, to your physical aspect, to your emotional aspect, it's super powerful. And it's very accessible, especially in Austin, Texas.
It is. You know, it's also, I'm just sitting here thinking, I've got a really good friend, Tim, who, you know, probably once a month will reach out, or once every other month will reach out and just randomly say, hey, you know, meet me at the gym tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a very elite athlete. He's a fighter in the UFC. And I mean, he's a specimen.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
So working out with him is not... It's not anything that anybody, it's not anything that I go, oh my God, I can't wait to go do a workout
right,
with Tim
right.
Kennedy.
it's going to be painful.
But so he frames, you know, he frames the workout, and I know the workout is for, you know, to support and, you know, to help me, mm-hmm. you know, like you're talking about. We go through the workout, but then we always go get tacos and coffee. And that's the time when it's just like, okay, you know, lay down on the sofa and tell me what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my point there is that having the, you know, getting together and going out on the water is great. But, you know, you can also even just take that and be like, hey, like once a week, let's go paddleboard. And then when we're done, you know, we'll sit on the boards and we'll talk.
Exactly. And that's what happens. Yeah. That's what happens. I mean, even going to the gym, I mean, you get all of that chemical process in your body, right? You still get the adrenaline and the dopamine and the serotonins. And that does prepare those deep conversations.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a wellness tool.
It's totally
one of the tools and
tool.
It works. But the intentionality, right? Because you're aware, you're cognizant that that's what's happening,
yep.
right? So taking advantage of it. in a way that is emotionally and mentally healthy. And knowing within your community what it is that works for people, right? I mean, I could lay out, you know, a group of people and know each one in my core community what it is that's a natural wellness tool for them to help them in those tough times that I can help empower and inspire.
Yep.
When they're in that time of need. They may not be ready. They may not be conscious that they need to go do that, but I can ask.
Yeah.
Which I didn't with Kristen.
Yeah. But you do now.
I do now.
Yeah. So that's the silver lining in yeah. you know, tragedy, turning it into something positive.
It is. It is. And it when you sent over the information about the podcast, one of the two lines at the front was like, don't worry about your story. There's one person that it's going to benefit. And that's the mantra I live by. It's the starfish theory, yeah. right? I'm sure you've heard that old story about the starfish on the beach. And
no.
An old man and his grandson walking on the beach, and there's a gazillion starfish on the beach. And they're all out of the water, all on the beach. And the old man reaches down, and he's like, okay, let's get this one and throw it back in. And the grandson's like, why are you doing that? Why are you throwing? You're just going to save one? He's like, to that one, it matters.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have that starfish theory, and that's our theory and mantra with Op Get Out. If it touches one person, it's worth doing.
Yeah, well, obviously it's, you know, touching more than 300 people now, right?
So. Yeah, and with Operation Get Out, we do events throughout the year. We do events, outings, and provide resources. When the kids for Robb Elementary were to go back to school, we partnered with We Do and Melajani's here in Austin, and provided 800 bikes for those kids to get back to school. Kids didn't want to go back to school in August two years ago, right? I mean, there's so much that's happened to that community, but at that point in time, it was about the kids. And so we all put our heads together and we're like, what can we provide that gets the kids moving, gets the kids connected, for some of the kids to get them talking again? Mm. And the parent-teacher association said, bikes. And we're like, you're absolutely right. Bikes are the sneaky tool.
Yeah.
It's a sneaky tool, right? I mean, to a kid, it's all fun and play.
Absolutely.
But then the wellness world, it's a tool that's going to get them outside. It's going to get them connected to their community again. It's going to get them riding bikes with kids they haven't talked to. For many of the kids, they verbalize for the first time. And so those types of resources that we do with Wheels for Wellness, or we have a fall retreat where it's all first responders and military and partners in the fall in October. And it's on Canyon Lake, and it's, you know, 70, 80 people max. And it's just community. It's music. It's time on the water, time on the shores. Mm. And it's, you know, time to, again, reset and unlock.
Yeah, sounds amazing. I'm looking forward to, you know, all these years. This will be the first year that I'm actually going to get out and volunteer at the event, and
about time, Mike.
I know. Nobody's ever asked me, and of course, I've never even
key
thought
problem.
About it.
Yeah. But you've provided coffee, so
yes.
Thank you. You've kept them going.
Yep.
Best water stop ever is with Cuvée.
Well, that's my plan. Is, you know, I just plant that out there, and that way, when I do show up, people are like, "You're the coffee.
You're
guy?
The coffee guy.
Yeah, everybody loves the coffee guy." Yeah, I can't wait. I just, you know, you had said something about, you know, when women get together, the connection that they make. And it is, I mean, guys have it too, but it's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when I see my wife in a group of women and the way that they connect, it's just very different than the way that, you know, I see myself or my guy friends connect. And in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
it's
wait.
It's powerful.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out there and
it's
experience
powerful.
That.
It's powerful. It's, you know, with the event, the guys serve, so it's, and that's an opportunity too, because it's nice to experience chivalry,
mm-hmm.
right? And then the women are on the water, and on Surf Jam Day we have 150, 160 women, and it's all women coaching, women ambassadors. Have to throw a few guys in the boats to drive on occasion because it's hard to find. Leslie, last year we had 18 boats on the water. Hard to find 18 women drivers and coaches, but that, you know, I have women who come out and are like, you know, the guys tell me I had to ride goofy. I'm not goofy. I'm regular. But they didn't want to change the sacks. I'm like, well, now we got these great buttons, so that doesn't matter. But let's just talk about what foot forward you are, right?
Yeah.
Or just a style. It's a style of coaching or inspiring. And it's great. It's super special. And it's been such a blessing through the years to witness the power of women who are supporting female first responders, military and nurses, especially post-COVID. You know, those nurses, oh my gosh. It was a migration away from the career. I mean, I have so many nurse friends that just left the career.
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking because they got in it for a reason.
Yep.
And so to lift these ladies up and to share, I think, what's been in their hearts for a long time, because I think there's a ton of pain and there's a lot of unappreciation just because of the unknown of what they deal with on a daily basis. And it's been really fun to watch that aspect of the event grow.
Yeah.
And the number, we sponsor female first responders and military nurses into the event with the funds that the non-frontline workers pay to be part of that event. So that's giving and serving in its own right. And it's super special to see that demographic grow in the event.
It's so powerful. I mean, I'm just in awe, you know, of how you took this program and have just, you know, multiplied it.
It's a community effort for sure. And it's a community passion. And, you know, female first responders and military have been there for a long time, mm-hmm. but it's a part of that demographic that we've just not really talked about. I mean, there's tons of nonprofits that support military and first responders.
Right.
But to kind of segment that out and just really embrace that female population has been a really wonderful opportunity, and we're really grateful to serve that community.
And then to do it with, you know, like such a laser focus on wellness, mm-hmm. you know, and particularly water, you know, and you're the perfect person for it, you know, with all your experience and everything. I mean, it's almost like this was meant to happen.
You know, I look at the trajectory of scenario of events, and you hate to look back on tough times.
Yep.
As you know, and say it's meant to happen, but there is divine intervention in the paths and the journeys. I mean, meeting the Hollis family on a dock the morning before an event that they were down there to demo a boat, first time they'd been back to Lake Austin's Edge since Jessica's accident, and this event happened to be going on.
Yeah.
This is the 10th anniversary of Jessica Hollis's recovery. You talk about time flying. It was 10 years in this September that we had a flash flood, and Jessica lost her life on the upper end of Lake Austin. So with Get Out Girl, we actually paddle to Jessica Hollis Park. Prior to Jessica's accident, we paddled to that same spot year before. And so extremely meaningful, but again, I cannot imagine having Operation Get Out or doing Get Out Girl without Ricky Hollis and his family.
Yeah, that's I don't know what the right word is, but too non-coincidental, right?
What is the word, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either, because you just cannot imagine, you know, I mean, you're 9 months, right? You're 9 months in, and I know you probably have had little glimpses of like, gosh, this wouldn't have happened had that not happened, and I didn't want that to happen. But I think that's kind of God's hand in things of, you know, when really tough things happen, you know, the wounds never go away. A bad wound never goes away. It looks different over time. Mm-hmm. The pain is always still there, but it looks different over time.
Yeah. It's, you know, my wife Rochelle she's really good at being cognizant of these things, you know, these coincidences and all that, right? And I've been terrible at it, right? Because I got my head down, yeah. And, you know, I'm just, you know, whatever my excuse is. But it is, like, every once in a while, especially recently, you know, something will happen and I'll be like, I might not realize it in the moment, but maybe the next day or maybe a couple hours later, it'll all of a sudden hit me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like somebody just whacked me with a 2x4. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is. You know, there's a science, and we correlate nature and water wellness to it, but it's the science of awe and wonder. And that's kind of what I put those, again, I don't even like to call them a coincidence, but those incidences in line with. It's that awe and wonder. There's something bigger and greater than ourselves.
Yeah.
And there's a power of wellness to that too, right? Because it gives you calmness. It gives you... it can calm the soul because something different is happening that at that point in time, it wouldn't have happened before, but it, thank goodness it's happening now.
Right.
And it does put our perspective into a more well place, if you will.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, I know for me personally, it's kind of a challenge to look at it as positive or embrace it, because definitely. I'd much rather have Connor here with me.
Right. Than, that'll never be the positive.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But it is the fact that, you know, and once again, you know, kind of the mantra where I've landed since starting this is, you know, tragedy, trauma, and triumph. Like, you know, at some point, every single person in the world is going to experience some sort of tragedy or trauma. And, you know, whether that can propel them, you know, mm-hmm. to spin it into, you know, some sort of triumph or not. I don't know. I don't know, you know, I don't know what the answer is, why some people like you, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people, if they grew up with, you know, emotional trauma, they could have used that as a reason to just be like, well, I got dealt a bad hand and, you know, so I guess
right.
I'm worthless and I'm going to be worthless all my life and whatever. Or, you know, like you could turn it and say, guess what? I'm going to use that as rocket fuel, mm-hmm. you know, to propel me somewhere else.
Right, right. And why is that a difference? Or what is the timing that makes that a difference?
It is
an interesting
weird.
Question.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Steve and I have this conversation about pro athletes. Actually, we just had a conversation with a cyclist friend of ours who's a very elite cyclist and comes from a background of trauma. And we had just had the conversation the day prior to sitting with him and on the water and sharing some soul on the water. And like, we just had this conversation, like, what propels some of these elite, you know, what propels an elite athlete to run from trauma and become this super elite athlete? And but had you not, what else would you have turned to?
Right.
Yeah. So it's a very interesting conversation.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to get that, you know, dopamine rush that aren't, you know, healthy for sure.
Right.
Trying to think of what the question is I was just about to ask. I promise it was going to be really profound too.
Well, good thing you forgot it.
Yeah. I know what it was. What I was going to say is I think what is really cool and, you know, just sitting here thinking about our discussion, there's probably a lot of people who, if they didn't get introduced to your program, they probably show up and maybe they didn't want to be there or they very reluctantly decided to participate. Mm-hmm. But then as soon as they got there and experienced the energy and the people and, you know, the compassion and the water and the outdoors and all that mm-hmm. sort of stuff, you know, that could 100% be the tipping point that changes their trajectory for the rest of their life. That one, you know, single day or 2 day event, it could completely change somebody's life forever.
I've witnessed that. You know, I've witnessed the conversations that are had on the water. I mean, on paddle jam day, it's 3.5 hours of supported time in the water. You could paddle 10 feet and sit there. You could paddle out, come back in and enjoy the land. And some people, you know, shoot all the way down to Jessica Hollis's park. But the beauty of the event is how the water starts unlocking and connecting individuals on the water. And, you know, even if they're not a first responder, I mean, I paddled with a first responder one time and got 10 feet off the dock and she looked at me and goes, what's your trauma? So I was like, okay, well, we all have trauma. Let me go ahead and even the playing field here.
Right.
But the conversations that happen and the authenticity that the trauma starts unlocking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got an email from a lady the other day who lost her little girl and has been coming to the event for 3 years. And it's the first time she's talked about it, was this return event. And, mm-hmm. you know, last year I found out, you know, this is a family who's been coming to the event for 7 years and sponsoring female first responders onto their boat for surf jam and paddle jam the next day. No idea, but they're giving back because, you know, they had locked it up and after 7 years unlocked the fact that they're so grateful to first responders because of how they treated their family when first responders came to help them get their son out of the closet after taking his life. I mean, 7 years, right? And so that it's a trauma magnet. Mm-hmm. It really is, because it's a safe place, yeah, and people are feeling that and sharing that and that energy around that, if you will, or that special sacred place. And water's sacred, you know, it has history, decades, millions of years of being sacred. And that where we host the event right now is in a very special place on Lake Austin. Actually, right down the lake from where we start the event is one of the most historical springs in Central Texas, which was when they dammed up Lake Austin, it was flooded in, but it's the Santa Monica Springs. And it was a medicinal spring.
Okay.
Where people from Waterloo would come in the horse and buggy and bottle the water and take it back to Waterloo for medicinal purposes. And Comanche Trail, which is up over the rise to Lake Travis, would come down around Commons Ford and get the water, Commons Ford Park, okay, on Lake Austin, mm-hmm, get the water from Santa Monica and take it out for medicinal purposes. So I'm a believer that that valley is still has spiritual qualities to, yeah, it. And I think when you sit on that water and you start hearing the stories that are unlocked there, and it's slowing it down, right? There's the intentionality of slowing it down and letting the environment do its work.
Yeah. You know, the other thing, and I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but the other thing I love about Lake Austin is the temperature of the water.
Oh, yeah.
there is something, and my buddy Tim is the one that got me really turned on to cold water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a rabbit hole that I've been going down just deeper and
a little
deeper.
Addicting.
Yeah.
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 It's totally.
It is. That's my thing, especially in the winter. It's funny because I grew up hating the cold water. I'd have every wetsuit when we were out competing and, you know, putting a ski course in on the upper end of Lake Austin, having to put all 26 buoys in, and like whoever did it, you weren't skiing well because you were frozen after that. But now Steve laughs at me because, you know, every morning in the winter, that's my cold plunge is the upper end of Lake Austin. And it is a little addicting, but it does. It provides all that dope, right? That dopamine and adrenaline. And what I love about it and what I coach with it is, you know, it helps you mentally learn how to handle your stress.
Absolutely.
Right? Like how do you handle stress when especially stress that's abrupt stress and red line stress? And same thing with that water. Like, you're going to breathe through it. You're going to exhale through it. You're going to be mindful. You're going to be present. What is your tool to get through that moment? And then you can take it and apply it elsewhere.
There's something to that. Like, you know, your mind will follow your body, right? And everybody always thinks about the mind controlling the body.
Mm-hmm.
But when you stress the hell out of your body,
mm-hmm,
like, I honestly think, and I think, you know, I'm no expert on this, but I've read enough to think that there is some science behind the fact that stressing your body strengthens your mind's ability to handle stress.
Chicken or the egg?
Mm. Good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It goes hand in hand, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So tell me, were you involved in this book or did you just discover it?
I discovered it.
Okay.
I put on a fast search for it. And once I discovered it, I was like, that's it. Totally. Yeah. Just fell in love with it. Read it over and over. Ended up befriending Wallace J. Nichols, and he became a very strong mentor and a friend of the foundation. He'd been to Austin a couple of times for some programs that I'd put on out at Lake Austin Spa Resort. Wonderful, wonderful person. Jay passed away this year, very recently. His work will live forever.
Yeah.
Right. It's profound because nobody's done it, but it's so simple. And I, you know, if you have an affinity for water but never really realized why, I highly recommend it. It's a lot of science, but the back half of the book, you kind of get to some of the practical of it. But the science is validating.
It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Mike gave me this book, I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, I like the water. And then I started reading it. And yeah, once again, it's just like, okay, wait a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I understand. I know we've shared it with people who have spent a lifetime in the water sports industry and manufacturing and building businesses and have read the book or introduced to Jay and have just been drawn to tears. You're like, now I know why I've spent an entire lifetime in the water sports world.
Yeah. It's, you know, I never thought about it when I've tried to go, I like to go deep sea fishing, right? Because it's almost every time you throw the line in, you catch something, mm-hmm, you know, if you're with a good captain. But like lake fishing, mm-hmm. you know, cast and sit and wait and sit and wait and sit and wait. I'm like, I've never been able to calm myself doing that. It's almost frustrating right. because the goal is to hook a fish.
Oh, for sure.
But I feel like now, and my youngest son, he's an angler. He loves fishing. And I'm like now, you know, knowing what I know about the water and my affinity for it just in a different capacity, I think I'm going to start working on doing a little bit more fishing. And then obviously, you know, just to have more time with my son is fantastic.
It's never goes wrong there. I guess, yeah, that's why they say caught fishing and not catching, right?
I had never heard that. Oh my gosh! Now I feel dumb. You're right.
No, but it's just being in nature, right? Yeah. It's a good excuse to go sit in nature.
Yep.
Yeah. The river runs through it. I haven't seen it in a long time, but when I talk about fishing in Blue Mine, everybody, that movie comes to mind.
That was a great movie. You know, I remember watching it and being like, that was a great movie, but mm-hmm. I really don't remember.
Yeah. I need to pick it back up and
I'm gonna
give
that.
It a look.
I think I'm going to, on the airplane tomorrow, I'm going to see if I can find that and watch it.
Yeah, good throwback.
That's a great plan. Okay, so Get Out Girl is coming up.
It is. Get Out Girl Surf and Paddle Jam is September 21st and 22nd on Lake Austin.
21st and 22nd. And then if somebody wants to get involved, if somebody wants to participate or if they want to get involved in, you know, volunteering or sponsoring or anything like that, how would they do that?
You bet. Volunteering, sponsoring, registration, all can be found at operationgetout.org.
That's fantastic. And what's next for Operation Get Out?
Well, we do have fall retreat coming up after that. Mm-hmm. So that's a big focus for us. It's our third year on Canyon Lake. And then we'll move into our... late fall, winter, spring season, which will put us on some of the trails. We have a great biking component of the program. Venom Bikes has been very generous to outfit the foundation with some great bikes.
Oh,
and
cool.
Melajani supports all of that work. And we get some folks out on the trails and get them in that flow state on the trail. Of course, it's Austin, too, so you can paddle and get on the water.
True.
365.
Yes, that's very true. You know, that's one that, and Mike and I talked about this because, you know, he loves cycling.
Mm-hmm.
It's one that I've never gotten into. You know, I'll ride the stationary bike. You know, if I have an injury particularly, I'll ride a stationary bike at the gym instead of doing other stuff. But, like, getting out and actually riding, mm-hmm. You know, mountain. I feel like mountain biking I could probably get into.
For sure.
Road biking, kind of like running for me, man. It gets a little monotonous.
Right,
but mountain
right.
biking is, like, constant. You're using... You know,
right.
every aspect of your
you
body.
Are. You get in that flow state where your consciousness becomes connected to your action. So
okay.
it takes away, it's more of a one-dimensional aspect, right, versus 2 or 3D. I find myself on a road bike a little bit more 3D. Of course, in Austin now, it's very, for me, who spent forever riding roads in Austin and don't do it anymore because it's grown so much. It's not worth, the juice isn't worth the squeeze anymore
right.
on the road. But the flow state that a good trail provides, either a trail run or a mountain bike ride, of again where that consciousness starts locking in with the activity and the action, takes away all of that peripheral, and so again the mental component of it becomes extremely positive.
Okay, I think that could be my next passion project.
All right, let's do it.
Doing a little trail riding.
There you go.
Awesome. Okay, is there any, aside from the website, is there any social media or anything like that people can go
Absolutely.
To?
Absolutely, Get Out. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook.
Awesome. I will make sure that all of those links are in the show notes when we put it out. Is there anything else you want to go over?
I just appreciate your time.
Oh, man.
You've been through a lot, and you're doing a lot in a very short period of time after what you've been dealing with, you and your family. So thank you for the triumph.
Thank you, yeah. I've got some... serious inspiration. So, I thank you for coming out. And number one, it's so great to reconnect with you
for
after
sure.
that random meeting, you know, 10 plus years ago and how nice you were. And then just, you know, hearing from Steve and once again, you know, all these things just fall into place. And I can't help but feel like there's a reason for it. I really can't.
There is.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All